Maseches Avos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yudalet. Hu Hayomer, Rabbi Kiva used to say, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. A person is Chaviv Dir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person B'Tzelem Elokim. B'Tzelem Elokim means that a person has Das, as if he does not have Das, is not called an Adam, it's called a Baal Chai. And a person should use his Das to reach Shlemus and to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiva Yisera Nodas Lo Shenivra B'Tzelem. A very special chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the person know that he created him B'Tzelem Elokim. This shows a special chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to a person. And sometimes a person gives somebody else a matana without letting him know what it's giving him. But if a person lets the other person know that it's giving him a very special matana, then that proves that that person has chiba yisera to the other one. Shenemar, the pasuk says, B'Tzelem Elokim asas Adam. Hashem created the person B'Tzelem Elokim. Chaviven Yisrael Shenikru Banim Lamakam. Yisrael is very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Klai Yisrael is called Banim Lamakam. As B'Tzelem Elokim, even Goyim have B'Tzelem Elokim. But only Klai Yisrael is called Banim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiba Yisera Nodas Lahem Shenikru Banim Lamakam. A very special chiba HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Yisrael know that they are called Banim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokecha. You are sons to HaShem Elokecha. And even when Klai Yisrael are doing Averis, they're still called Banim, and the pasuk says, Banim Scholem Hemam. You are Banim Scholem. Even when the Banim are Scholem, they are foolish, they're still called Banim. Chavivin Yisrael, Shemitin Lahem, Kli Chemda. Klai Yisrael is dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael a Kli Chemda, a special Kli. This is referring to the Torah, as the Torah is called Chemda. The pasuk says, HaNechmadim Mizav Umipaz Rav. And I gave the Torah Klai Yisrael with Nivdal from the Umos, Chiba Yisera Nadas Lahem, Shenitin Lahem Kli Chemda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed a very special Chiba to Klai Yisrael, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael Kli Chemda, Shebo Nivra HaOlam. With the Torah, the world was created. As it says in the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Vein Reishis Elo Torah. Reishis is referring to the Torah, Shenema Hashem Kaneni Reishis Darko. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ki lekach tov nasati lechem torasi al tazovu. I have given you a lekach tov, a very special lekach of the Torah. It's called lekach, as the pasuk says, Yarov kamater lichti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael, do not leave my Torah, being that the Torah is so precious, as the world was created with the Torah. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us this Kli Chemda, we are commanded not to leave the Torah, to make the Torah our Iker Asek, as the pasuk says, Behigisabo Yomam Belaiba. Sech Zabos Parag Gimel Mishnah Tezbav, Hakol Tzavui. Everything is seen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see wherever you are, there's no escape in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the pasuk says, B'chol Makom Eini Hashem Sofos Ram V'Tobim. Wherever you are, the Eini Hashem can see you, whether you're doing good or bad. And so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can even see in advance what you're going to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you're going to do even before you did it. V'harishus nesuna, and permission is given. As a person should not think, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you're going to do even before you did it, so you don't have bechira. You're mukhrach b'maisav, you're forced to do what you're going to do. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what you were going to do even before you did it. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us that's not the case. Permission is given. As the pasuk says, Re'ei nasati l'panecha hayom et b'chayim b'satov. That's Hamabeth, that's Hara. A person has Bechira to choose between Chaim and Tov, and Mabeth and Ra. Just because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you're going to choose, doesn't mean you're forced to do what you did. Uvetuv ha'olam nidon. The world is judged betuv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges the world b'midas rachman, not b'midas hadin. As the pasuk says, Erech ha'payim v'rav chesed v'emes. V'hakol l'fi rov ha'maisa. And it's all according to how much ma'isim you did, as even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world b'midas harachamim, but he still takes into account which person did more ma'isim than the other. The person who did more ma'isim tovin than the other one will have more tzar. And so too, we see from here that the important thing is rov ha'maisa. Doing the ma'isim a lot of times. As the Mishnah doesn't say v'hakol l'fi godo ha'maisa, the big ma'isim that you do. As a person who does many, many ma'isim tovim, even if they're small ma'isim, is greater than a person who does one big ma'isim tov. For example, somebody who gives $1,000 to an ani as a one-time thing. is not as great as somebody who gave 1,000 times $1 to an ani, as by doing a mitzvah again and again. This is mashrish, the mitzvah into you. It roots the mitzvah into you. So therefore, you're a better person than a person who had his oris and did a mitzvah one time, even though the mitzvah that he did was a very big mitzvah. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us, "Va'kol lefi rov ha'maisa." Everything is according to the rov ha'maisa, how many maisim that you did.